It's time to check in with Timothy Givens. He's the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. And of course, our eyes have been skyward over the last couple of weeks with Artemis and their successful splashdown the other day. But the question I think on a lot of people's minds, Tim, is what does a cut of hay company have in common with outer space and the Artemis mission?
So this was one of those really cool things. I'm a little bit of a space nerd, and we were looking around. Obviously, I have a reporter who covers manufacturing, and it's such a big part of the local economy. And he stumbled across ATI Forged Products has had a long history with the space program. So they basically make jet engine sort of things. They have 80 people who are dedicated to manufacturing just for the space program.
What are they doing there? What are they making?
It's basically this proprietary process that makes a very strong steel. When you think about all the pressures, we see all the pictures of a spacecraft launching and the amount of forces that are at play there. So basically, they have a process that they can make this incredibly hard steel, which is necessary for the space program.
Well, I mean, that's an important part of it, making sure that these seals are able to keep that rocket in outer space and to not compromise it.
Exactly.
You know, you mentioned steel, and Milwaukee isn't necessarily known as a steel town like a Pittsburgh or a Gary, Indiana, but there's a merger taking place for two local steel manufacturers.
Yeah, and this gives us an opportunity to talk about your very favorite thing, data centers.
Oh, no.
I know how much you love
not,
those.
Not yeah. Again. How does that come in?
Well, so this is why these companies are merging. So Steel Solutions acquired Mace Steel. Both of them are based in Southeast Wisconsin. What interest Steel Solutions in acquiring Mace Steel was that Mace Steel has a division that does stuff for the data center industry. So as the names of both of these companies imply, they are companies who make stuff out of steel. And Mace Steel has grown rapidly making these custom server racks. So basically, buildings packed full of computers. Well, those computers have to sit somewhere, and those server racks are what Mace Steel makes. So Steel Solution acquired them specifically to get a foothold in that business. Steel Solution is based in Southeast Milwaukee. They also make steel things. But Mace Steel has been growing rapidly. They opened a manufacturing hub for data centers, I want to say in 2004, and it's tripled in size since they opened it. It's going to have something like 80 employees by the end of the year. So big, big booming business for them.
Well, that's really interesting because, you know, there's been talk in terms of manufacturing that steel companies in the U.S. are certainly on the decline, but this proves otherwise.
Right. It's an interesting industry, and it depends on which part of the supply chain you're looking at. The actual making of the steel itself is kind of a fraught industry. A lot of challenges with overseas production and things like that, but then making the products out of the steel, kind of a different part of the skill side, is obviously going gangbusters.
We're talking with Timothy Givens. He's the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. You know, another company we've been talking about quite a bit recently is Rockwell, and we've been talking about their expansion, and there's more news on that front as well.
Yeah, talk about industrial companies that are booming. We've talked about this plan they have for a massive complex, frankly, in New Berlin, and so we got some more details on that this week. They're looking at spending between $211 and $246 million on this facility. It will probably be helped out with some form of incentives. The New Berlin Common Council is looking at TIF funding, and there's a possibility that they'll seek state subsidies through WEDC. We don't have the details on that yet. That's further down the road. But the end result of all of that is going to be this massive complex, as I said, 770,000 square foot manufacturing space, 40,000 square feet of office space. And that's just like the beginning. They could actually grow from there. So big, big building.
Rockwell's also been in the news as a target for Iranian hackers. What did you uncover on that?
Yeah, that was interesting. That came out earlier in the week on a advisory from several federal agencies that basically their programmable logic controllers were being targeted, the federal agency said, by Iranian hackers. So PLCs are basically these computers that drive machines. It's pretty the simplest way to describe them. And the idea is that if you can hack into them, it obviously gives you a lot of ability to cause damage. And these products are used in so many different applications, but utilities, waterworks sort of things are one of the areas they're used. So since the Rockwell PLCs were particularly targeted, but nothing from the agency seemed to indicate that they're like particularly vulnerable. It's just that entire class of product is a tempting target for people who want to do mischief.
Tim, what's this all about? New kicks for Milwaukee?
New kicks. So this is really cool. This is a collaboration between Visit Milwaukee Summerfest, a local entrepreneur named Shake James, and a artist and designer named Alexander John. They have created is these two sneakers that showcase Milwaukee style. One of them has a map of all the different neighborhoods. The other has nods to the lake and the city's colors and things like that. But the idea is Visit Milwaukee is very much leaning into this idea of showcasing the city's flavors and its vibe. And these sneakers are supposed to be part of that. So they're a limited edition. You're probably not going to see that many of them out in the street, but they definitely have this flair. And it's an effort to kind of bolster how Milwaukee is viewed, if you, just around the country, but by outsiders. The sneakers also come with a little perk. They have a NFC tag embedded in them that gives entry to one day of Summerfest, which is a very Milwaukee thing, it seems.
I love that. All right, so where can you buy these and how much are they going to cost?
You can get them online or you can get them at Shake James, I mentioned, is a local entrepreneur. He has a sneaker store called Sneaks, S-N-E-E-X, on Brady Street, and also selling them online through clickskicks.net. They range between $140 and $180.
All right, that's out of my league. Okay, finally, Tim, we're showing some Milwaukee pride. Is it true Milwaukee might soon have a Michelin presence?
Yes. So I mentioned the showcasing Milwaukee's flavor. That was the big news toward the end of last week, where Michelin has said that they will be evaluating restaurants in six Great Lakes cities, with Milwaukee being one of them. The announcement was actually made here in Milwaukee, something that Visit Milwaukee has been working on for a while to get this together. So it's really fascinating how Michelin guides work. They started doing this a couple years ago. They started going to different areas and basically getting the visit organizations to pay not for stars, but to pay to have their inspectors come to the area. The way it's been explained to me is Michelin won't come if they don't think there's enough restaurants that they can hand out stars, but they also need the local visit agencies to help defray their costs. So Visit Milwaukee is paying about $150,000 a year for the next 3 years to have Michelin come here and look at these local restaurants.
Well, that's exciting news for everybody out there in the restaurant business. Tim Givens, editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. It's always great to have you here.
Great to talk to you.